And this is where you start. And on the eighth day, the old monk traced the patterns of war through centuries of scrolls and tears. Each conflict born from seeds before, minds shaped by another's fears. And on the eighth day, he wrote with care, "Let no soul bend another's thought, no child be molded unaware, no truth be sold or bought. For we are not clay for kings to form, nor empty vessels for their dreams. Each mind deserves its native storm, its own rivers, its own streams. Humanity walks towards wisdom's gate, not through the maze of fantasy's design, but through the questions we create, when thought remains truly mine. Let every culture's voice ring clear, untainted by the puppeteer's string. When minds can think without fear, then peace becomes a living thing." We are unfinished, ever growing, each generation's work undone, but only through clear seeing, knowing, can many voices become one. The monk set down his weathered pen, gazed out at the valleys far below. First, free the mind, and only then can seeds of lasting peace truly grow. Ben's Last Testament. The old philosopher sat by candlelight, his fingers trembling on the quill. "I blocked a cause that would have made it right, and now I see the blood it spills. I thought the Book of Ruth contained our way. 'Your people shall be mine,' she said. But fantasy breeds killing fields. I say wisdom converges, dogma spreads the dead. In Philadelphia's hall, I held my tongue when Adam spoke of minds held free. I worried that our nation, being young, needed stories more than liberty. But now I've seen the pattern clear as glass. Each war begins with captured thought. Each tyrant must first hold the mind's compass before the body can be bought." The Constitution missed its greatest line, that no authority shall bend the sacred architecture of the mind, nor make belief a means to any end. From Canton's port to Africa's gold shore, from Iroquois to Sanskrit sage, all beings who've seen through fantasy's door converge upon wisdom's common page. The Cherokee knew what Athens taught, the Mandarin what Moses learned, that truth cannot be given, only sought, and minds enslaved make nations burn. If I could stand once more upon that floor, I'd carve in stone what I know now. No doctrine shall conscript the mind to war, for in wisdom's light we are one people's glow. My time grows short, but let this record stand. Franklin erred, but Franklin learned. Unite, not through fantasy's command, but through the wisdom we have earned. For every culture has its seers who found that past the veil of make-believe, humanity shares common ground, the right to think, to doubt, to leave. And on that eighth day, yet to come, when mankind writes its final law, let every voice, not just the sum, declare, our minds are free from all. The world is wide, its peoples vast, but wisdom makes us kin, not creed. This truth I found too late at last. Clear thought is all that freedom needs. The candle flickered as the sage's head bent low upon his final draft.
Let future generations judge,
he said,
if wisdom's way is mankind's craft.
Article 31. The Right to Cognitive Sovereignty. From the Metro Tunnels Beneath a Burning City, 2024. My name is Mary. I am 14. The explosions above have been my teacher. While you debate in comfortable halls, I write this by phone light in the metro where we shelter. My youngest brother believed the cartoons that showed our neighbors as monsters. My eldest brother believed the songs about our nation's glory. Both are dead now, one by enemy fire, one by our own propaganda's poison. I remain, with clarity forced upon me by horror. I propose Article 31 to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Every human being possesses absolute sovereignty over their own consciousness. Any deliberate distortion of reality presented to another mind, whether through propaganda, commercial manipulation, educational indoctrination, or systematic deception, constitutes a crime against human cognitive dignity. This includes, but is not limited to, glamorization of substances that impair judgment, the dehumanization of any people, the mythology of national superiority, and the deliberate spread of falsehood for gain or control. You will say I am too young to understand complexity. But complexity is what you call your comfort with lies. Down here, beneath your wars, truth is simple. Every manipulation is a seed of violence. Every warped mind is a weapon waiting to be used. If I survive this, Article 31 will be my life's work. United Nations General Assembly. 30 years later. Distinguished delegates, for 30 years I have watched you tolerate the intolerable. You regulate weapons while ignoring that the deadliest weapon is the lie. You punish the thief who takes a purse, but reward the thief who takes a mind. You jail the person who poisons a well, but elect the one who poisons thought itself. Shame on us all. Shame on every nation that teaches its children that other children are less human. Shame on every corporation that warps desire to create addiction. Shame on every leader who finds it easier to rule through fantasy than to govern through truth. Shame on every educator who teaches obedience over inquiry. Shame on every adult who says that's just how things are when children ask why we lie.
You call manipulation soft power. I call it what I learned in the metro. Cowardice! It is the coward who must trick others into agreement. The coward who cannot win through honest discourse. The coward who builds empire on engineered consent. My brothers died for lies, one believing them, one fighting them. Millions of brothers and sisters died the same way, in every generation, because we refuse to name the crime. A pickpocket touches your wallet. Propaganda touches your soul. Which violation is worse? Yet, which one do we prevent? I am not here as a victim. Victims ask for pity. I am here as what that child in the metro became. A warrior for the only battle that matters. The battle for human consciousness itself. Some of you are thinking, but how would society function without persuasion, without narrative, without myth? I answer, like adults, like a species that has finally grown up. We do not need to be tricked into cooperation. We can choose it. We do not need to be frightened into peace. We can reason our way there. We do not need fantasies of superiority. We can find dignity in reality. We do not need to drug ourselves through existence. We can face life with clear eyes. Every war begins in a classroom where children learn to hate. Every genocide starts with an advertisement for fear. Every tyranny is born from the tolerance of small lies that metastasize into enormous horrors. Today, I place before you the same Article 31 I wrote by phone light as bombs fell. Cognitive sovereignty is the foundation of all other rights. To deliberately distort another's perception of reality is to commit an assault upon their humanity itself. You will vote this down today. Your governments need their propaganda. Your economies need their manipulations. Your comfortable lives need their convenient lies. But the children in metros and basements and refugee camps around the world are watching. They see through your sophistication to the simple truth. You choose the easy wrong over the difficult right. You choose manipulation over education. You choose control over growth. History will not remember your names, but it will remember this moment when humanity was offered adulthood and chose to remain in childhood's violent fantasies. The child in the metro survived to tell you, every lie you tell, every mind you warp, every truth you hide, you are writing the next war. You are loading the next gun. You are lighting the next fire.
I have no country now. War took that. I have no family. Lies took them. But I have this truth that no bomb can destroy. Humanity will never know peace until every mind is free from the violence of deceit. Shame on us all until that day comes. But also, hope. Because once you see the cage, especially the children, you can begin to see the door. Article 31 awaits your courage. Presidential address to the nation and the world from the East Room of the White House. My fellow Americans and citizens of the world, today I address you not with celebration, but with the solemn recognition of a burden we have carried far too long. After 281 years, we have finally acknowledged what may be our Constitution's gravest omission. The 28th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States has been ratified by 75% of our states. It reads simply, "The right of cognitive sovereignty being necessary to human dignity and peace. No entity, governmental, commercial, or private, shall deliberately distort, manipulate, or engineer the consciousness of any person. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation." We call this the right to cognitive sovereignty. For millennia, humanity has suffered under a violence we refused to name. We outlawed slavery to the body while permitting slavery of the mind. We persecuted those who poisoned wells while rewarding those who poisoned thought. We tried war criminals who destroyed cities while honoring those who destroyed the very capacity for clear thought that might have prevented those wars. Today, that changes. This amendment is born from our gravest failures, from the propaganda that enabled genocides, from the manipulation that sustained oppression, from the deliberate distortions that turned neighbor against neighbor, generation after generation. We cannot restore the minds that were twisted, the lives that were lost, the futures that were stolen. But we can, at last, say, never again. To our children, we apologize for taking so long to protect what should have been sacred from the start. Your right to see the world as it truly is, not as others would have you see it for their own gain. To the nations of the world, this amendment is not an assertion of American exceptionalism. It is an admission of universal human failure. We share it not as leaders, but as fellow travelers who have too often lost our way. We invite you to join us in this maturation of our species. To those who profit from distortion, who rule through manipulation, who sell through deceit, your era ends today. The business models built upon engineered addiction,
the political system sustained by propaganda, the social orders maintained by organized falsehood, all must evolve or perish. We choose evolution. This amendment will disrupt economies built on manipulation. It will challenge governments that rule through fear. It will threaten every institution that depends on warping of human consciousness. We acknowledge these challenges. We gladly accept them. The cost of clarity is nothing compared to the cost of its absence. Some will say this amendment is impractical, that society cannot function without persuasion, that humanity needs its comforting lies. To them, I say, we are no longer children. It's time to put away childish things. The enforcement legislation will be comprehensive. The manipulation of consciousness through deliberately false information will be treated as assault. The systematic distortion of reality for profit will be persecuted as fraud. The indoctrination of children will be recognized as child abuse. These are not restrictions on free speech. They are protections of free thought. To our international partners and adversaries alike, we can no longer accept diplomatic relations predicated on mutual deception. We can no longer engage in trade that depends on manipulated desire. We can no longer participate in a global order built on the premise that human beings cannot handle truth and must be manipulated. This is not naivete. This is necessity. Every war in human history began with a lie believed. Every atrocity started with a mind deliberately warped. We have split the atom, mapped the genome, and touched the stars. Yet we still permit this kind of mental manipulation that our ancestors would recognize from 10,000 years ago. This paradox ends today. The poet wrote that the truth shall set you free. We have learned through centuries of blood and sorrow that its absence makes us slaves. To those who question whether humanity can survive such truth, I answer, we cannot survive without it. We stand at the threshold of challenges that will require our clearest sight. Climate change, powerful artificial intelligence, genetic engineering, space colonization. We cannot navigate these dangers with minds clouded by manipulation. The 28th Amendment is not merely law. It is a declaration that humanity is ready to grow up, that we are prepared to face reality without filters, to make decisions without deception, to build our future on the solid ground of truth, rather than the shifting sands of manipulation. This is our gift to the future. Minds free to think, eyes free to see, consciousness free to expand without the distortions that have shaped human misery for too long. The amendment takes effect immediately. The age of cognitive sovereignty begins now.
May we prove worthy of the clarity we have finally chosen to protect. May humanity help us bear the truth we have committed to honor.